The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Oopsie. Good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. Online at WTKA.com. And up this morning, and just a little sad, a little somber, Mr. Weintraub, because I thought for this Thanksgiving holiday that I was going to be able to get my hands on some SOL. I was going to be able to get my hands on some same old lager, Mr. Weintraub, but alas, it was not to be. SOL is not going to be. It's not going to be in my hand as I watch the Lions this Thanksgiving holiday. Unfortunately, seems like they got out over their skis when it came to putting Barry Sanders on there, the image, the likeness of Barry Sanders on their beer can, Mr. Weintraub. Good morning. How are you?
I am well, Sam, and it sounds like it was an SOL moment, but not for the Lions, but as opposed to it was for Easter Market. I saw that yesterday. It's kind of a cool picture, the pixelated version of Barry on the can. But, yeah, Barry's not wrong. It is his likeness, so it cannot be on the can. Honestly, Sam, you and I had this conversation all the time, it seems like, which is how did insert name of – whether it's a name of a product, a commercial, an image. In this case, it's the branding of it. How did it get past whoever's in charge of making final decisions? Because there are legal things in play. Like, it just seems to make – like, right. Really? Like, you can't impersonate the uniform because the Lions own the rights to the uniform. And you can't use somebody's likeness because even if it's the, a video game version of, it's still his likeness. So, yeah, that
right.
One –
I think that must have been what they thought. That must
have
been
they
what
blew
they
it.
Because it's a
– It's a pixelated version.
Like the,
yeah. They didn't think it through. They blew it. There was a way to do this without putting actual Barry on the can, and then you could have your SOL beer, but instead you will be SOL without your SOL beer.
Yeah, they thought – you said they didn't think it through. I think they thought it through. They just didn't do it well. It just wasn't very –
Fine. They didn't have the right lawyer or smart person that making the final involved in the final decision.
Right. They thought that because it was pixelated, because it was like you called it a video game version of Barry, that they could get away with it. Because like you said, I mean, you don't have to be versed in the business world in legal practices in order to know that you just can't use a team likeness or a player likeness without consent. So they said, if we just take Tecmo Barry, let's put Tecmo Barry on the cover, and they won't be able to say anything because it's Tecmo Barry. No, it's Barry. I mean, video games have to pay for likenesses too. Like, did you know that when they put an NFL team or a college team, when they used to do that when it was football, they would have to pay the NCAA. And they stopped putting players in video games because they weren't paying the players. I guess they missed that whole thing, Ira. Did you know? They missed that
whole
thing.
Call Ed O'Bannon. He can explain it to you.
It's like, come on, man. But I like the play on words, the same old lager. It's like, I mean, people would have bought it. I would have bought a case just because. But like I said, it was not to be. Barry said, no, can't use me. I don't know these people. Not connected with them in any way. Sorry to any fans that got duped. I am not involved with this beer. Now, did Barry, he obviously felt that way when he checked out 1998, unfortunately. Unfortunately for the Lions. They came up with a stat that I think Matthew Stafford has played with, they said something like 33. He's had 33 running backs in his tenure with the Lions. Good grief.
Seems like
Barry
a lot, Sam.
Barry held it down. Right. Barry held – and they sort of compared the span, like Barry's career, and then obviously Matthew Stafford has been he's been around a little longer than Barry played, but showed the number of backs in that time to the time in Barry's tenure where he was literally the only guy, or the lead guy. I think he had a backup. He had like DJ Dozier as a backup 1 year or something like that. But otherwise, it was Barry. It shows you the greatest was able to carry the mail himself for almost for the better part of 10 years. Anyway, Mr. Weintraub, I got into that. I think I said good morning. Let me reiterate good morning to you if I missed that a little earlier. What did you – we didn't get into this yesterday because we were so dialed into Michigan, and we're going to be getting back into Michigan today as we hear from Jim Harbaugh in this hour, for instance. But speaking of college football head coaches, how about Dabo Swinney calling out Florida State for not wanting to play when they brought a COVID-positive guy with – I mean, maybe it's true that Florida State didn't want to play this game because of the bloodletting that probably would have ensued if they had agreed to play. But, man, how can you call into question? I mean, the head coach for Florida State has had COVID. And this is the call that medical professionals make. They brought a symptomatic guy who tested positive once he arrived in Tallahassee. I don't know about you, Ira, but especially if I'm a coach who has experienced COVID, I'm definitely of the mind. I'm like, man, I'm not complaining about my medical professionals around my team making this call, but man, Dabo Swinney was on 10. This was not medical. This was not medical. This was all about them not wanting to play us. Like, dude, this talk about tone deaf, Mr. Weintraub.
Yeah, I was following this along. Andrew Adelson was all over this, so I was following it as it happened. And this is why the Big Ten put the protocols in place that they did, which is taking it out of the controls of coaches and putting it into a formula and leaving it out of the control of the teams and making it a formula. Doctors should be making these decisions. The fact is, Clemson traveled with a player who earlier in the week had tested positive and was symptomatic earlier in the week. I'd cancel the game, too, if I was Florida State. You've already gone through enough. I wouldn't play the game either. Right. But why is Clemson traveling with that play? Like, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, it does because Dabo doesn't seem to care about a whole lot of things other than winning. And Dabo's made it very clear that he is all about winning. But Florida State did not duck Clemson. Florida State knew they were going to lose. But it did. What a loss is not going to impact Florida State at this point. And for that matter, a win is not going to help Clemson. It doesn't make a difference. Like, the game doesn't matter in the grand scheme of the season, in this very unique, weird season. The game doesn't even matter. But Dabo speaks out before the full information gets out there. And then Dabo looks like a fool because, well, he tends to say things that make him look like a fool, even though he's a really good football coach. And, you know, you get back to the beginning of this, which is the ACC blew it. The ACC did not set up proper protocols, which is you should not be able to travel with a player that tested positive that week. It should not be up to coaches and players, essentially, if they play or not. It should be up to doctors and presidents, et cetera. And I think the ACC is kind of – changed their protocols this week, but they have reinforced who is supposed to make decisions and that you don't travel the way Clemson traveled. But this is where we are. And
what did they think, Ira, that by the time he got to Tallahassee that he wasn't –
No, he wasn't symptomatic anymore, Sam. So according to Dabo, since he's not symptomatic, he can play. That's what I'm reading into it because Dabo obviously is not a doctor or a scientist. And that is, again, that we said this from the beginning. The decisions on when players are cleared to play, there's a protocol in place for a reason, and it's, while very different, it's no different, in fact, than a concussion protocol, which is it's not up to a coach or a player if they can go back in a game or go back and play. They have to clear protocols first. And so before you can go back and play after you've had COVID, you have to clear protocols. And obviously this player did not, but there was no isolation, and he was with his team, and just because he was not symptomatic anymore – yeah, he did. This is on Clemson, not on Florida State. And if Clemson had just traveled the way they should have, they probably would have played the game. But they didn't. And Dabo spoke out of turn, you know, essentially spoke out of turn to make a big stink out of something that he didn't. And that's the point, Sam, that I think is the biggest part of this. He didn't have to make a big deal out of it. What's a win by Clemson going to do for Clemson? Nothing. They're already, if they win out and win the ACC championship, they're still going to go to the playoff. What does a win by Clemson mean? Nothing. They travel there, so it's about money? Give me a break. Florida State's already said they'll pay to bring Clemson back on December 12th. I assume they both have an open date that day. Clemson's already said, well, Florida's already said, we'll pay for you to come back. So, like, it's nonsense.
Yeah, Clemson's like, yeah, they're dragging their feet on rescheduling the game. Like, yeah, well, if you really want to play, why wouldn't you just go ahead and agree to it? But I guess Clemson's playing hardball in that regard. You would think that the administration, you know, coaches speak out of turn sometimes, right? We saw it at Oklahoma State. I'm talking about, remember when Mike Gundy was like, hey, we just need to bring the whole team. I should laugh at that. But back in the summer, he was like, hey, we just need to go ahead and bring the whole team, open up the building. And Oklahoma State was like, look, we have certain protocols that we are going to meet before we reconvene as a football program, basically saying their coach does not speak for the university when it comes to their protocols and procedures. So this is one of those times where you would think the admin at Clemson would be like, you know what, we're just going to go ahead and reschedule this game. Understand that Dabo is emotional, but we understand Florida State's decision here. And we're just going to go ahead and do it again later. But they seem to be, like I said, dragging their feet when it comes to rescheduling this game. And I can only assume that's because they feel like Dabo does, even though they reportedly cleared the air, the officials at both schools cleared the air. Still no game, you know, no makeup game has been scheduled. So just an interesting thing and a shining example to your point, Mr. Weintraub, of why the medical professionals, the experts, the scientists, those are the people that make this call. Kind of like concussions, right? They took that out of coaches' hands too and said, hey, the medical professionals will make this call. There is a reason for that. To avoid scenarios like this where, I mean, they traveled with a guy.
When I read that part of it, they traveled with a player that was symptomatic earlier in the week.
It's like, come on, man.
I get it. Football is important in Clemson, and they want to win. They have a championship that they're playing for. I get it. Like, I get the mentality. I mean, no, I don't get it, but I'm trying to put myself in their shoes to explain how you would do something like that. But, you know, we want to win at football, but we draw – Michigan, at least, you know, for you and I, we've had this conversation many times, and we draw – there's a line that we draw that there isn't a win at all costs mentality. Maybe it's a win at almost every cost, but it's not a win at all costs. And Dabo, obviously – like many other coaches, in particular when you go south of the Mason-Dixon line, that they want to win at all costs, and it doesn't matter. And I still have a problem with that.
Yeah, it was certainly scary. And like I said, tone deaf, though. he took aim after it came out. It was like, they just don't want to play us. He's probably right, because they don't want to catch COVID. Like, are you kidding me? And he's probably right too about them not wanting to play and get destroyed, but mostly because they don't want to catch COVID, Mr. Weintraub. At any rate, it's 6:22 on a Tuesday morning. We got a lot to get to on today's show. It's going to be the first of our opportunities this season to chat with Michigan women's basketball coach Kim Barnes-Rico with a team this year that starts the season with respect, Ira.
I'm excited, Sam.
The analysts have Michigan as one of the top teams in the country. Kim returns experience. She returns preseason Big Ten player of the year. She returns a veteran point guard now. Just a loaded roster. And she adds a heralded freshman class. This is going to be a loaded Michigan women's basketball team this year. And we get a chance to get a preview this morning. In addition to our regular guests, we got Rich Reddy for the Townie Top 3. Of course, we have Eric Adelson to talk about, obviously, Michigan, to talk about the Lions. Temperature is rising, seemingly, down there in Allen Park. Get his take on Dabo as his wife, Andrea, wrote the latest piece for ESPN on Dabo claiming that Florida State ducked Clemson. It's like, man, they ducked COVID, Dabo. They ducked COVID, man. When we come back on the other side, we will focus on football here in Ann Arbor and hear from Michigan head football coach Jim Harbaugh. Stay tuned for that here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.